Welcome to 5 Good Minutes. You're listening to today's inspirational message on the Book of Mark with Kay Warhite.
Today we'll finish the Gospel of Mark 7, reading verses 31 to 37, which are about the healing of a deaf man who also had a speech impediment. What if someone asked you to recall just a few memories from your elementary or high school years? You might share a time when you got in trouble and you learned a life-changing lesson, or you have a memory of a humorous experience or a time when something turned out a good way and you hadn't expected it. We have a little more than 2,000 school days with lots of experiences, but it seems a few significant memories stand out. Likewise, in reading the Gospels and what Jesus did, we might wonder what else the disciples saw in those 3 years they walked with him. With that in mind, I've always been in awe and wonder of the last verse of the book of John 21, verse 25, which reads, "Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have room for the books that would be written." In the gospel accounts, there are miracles written down that Jesus performed when he walked this earth. And we add to them all the miracles around the resurrection, the miracles the disciples performed, all that has taken place in people's lives since that time, up to today, and in future miracles to come. With that in mind, there probably isn't enough room in the world for the written accounts of all that Jesus did, does, and will do through the Holy Spirit. In Mark 7, 31 to 37, we read the account of another person healed whom Mark witnessed. Jesus brought healing and grace to an outsider or a Gentile man who was deaf and had an impediment in speech. In verses 31 to 32, it says, "Jesus left the vicinity of Tyre and went through Sidon down the Sea of Galilee and into the region of the Decapolis. There some people brought to him a man who was deaf and could hardly talk, and they begged him to place his hands on him." In the Expositor's Bible Commentary, it is said that the word for "could hardly talk" or having a speech impediment was the specific Greek word mogalalos, and it's far from being a common word where its use is of great importance to the meaning of this story. He wrote, "Certainly Mark must have had Isaiah 53:6 in mind, a specific description of the Messianic age. It reads, 'There will the lame leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mogalalos shout for joy.' And as with the Greek woman who begged Jesus to heal her daughter, this man's friends begged Jesus to heal their friend who had difficulty speaking for himself. We can only imagine what that begging sounded like. Was it loud cries of, 'Please, Jesus, over here, or help us, Jesus?' This man was fortunate to have had friends who cried out to Jesus on his behalf when he could not. And then in verses 33 to 35, we read, "After he," Jesus, "took him aside, away from the crowd, Jesus put his fingers in the man's ears. Then he spit and touched the man's tongue. He looked up to heaven, and with a deep sigh, he said, 'Ephphatha,' which in Aramaic means 'be open.' At this, the man's ears were opened, his tongue was loosened, and he began to speak plainly." This healing involved a personal touch, taking the man aside, a word spoken to the Father in heaven on the man's behalf, and a method of common use where spittle had a healing effect. Think today how we instinctively place a cut finger in our mouth to stop the bleeding. Mark concludes this story in verses 36 to 37. Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone, but the more he did so, the more they kept talking about it. People were overwhelmed with amazement. He had done everything well, they said. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. In the Message Bible, we read, "Jesus urged them to keep quiet, but they talked it up all the more, beside themselves with excitement." Can you imagine being in this deaf man's head when he first heard a sound and then heard his perfect speech for the first time? Did he yell 1 minute, whisper the next, listen to a bird's call, and then try to imitate it? We can only imagine the laughter, backslapping, yelling for others, "Come and see this," along with tears of genuine joy. It must have been impressive to Mark, because he's the only gospel writer to share this story. We thank you, Father, for the power of the Holy Spirit that opens our ears to you. That is the only way our tongues are loosened to speak words of grace and the good news that is found in the resurrection message of the gospel. For these stories, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining us here today. There's a lot of great content to explore on Orchard Hill Plus and on the Orchard Hill main feed from the weekend. Have a great day.